This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, the official overview of what's going on in the world of news. Talk radio is about to hit your ears and your mind, so you'll be stimulated, I guarantee it, or your money back. In the next hour conversation from Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen is my name. We've been doing this for quite a long time, and we seem to have it down. I think we know how to do this, Michael. Don't you think we said Doug?
Talking about things is my game.
Right, exactly. The time when I had an offer to be a game show host and I turned it down.
You missed out on it. You would have been a great game show host.
Yeah, well, you know what? It was. They did it in the summertime and I would not have the time to be on my farm. So I turned down something that probably changed the course of my career.
Really? You really were offered a big-time game show hosting position?
I don't know how big-time it was. It was in the Game Network. The game. Remember the Game Show Network getting started?
Yeah.
I've forgotten. That was in the, was it late 80s? No. Well,
who knows anymore? It was sometime before the pandemic. After that, all bets are off.
You know? It's pre-pandemic. It's pee-pee time or post. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's
all
pee-pee. Right.
Pre-pee-pee time.
PPP and PPP. Pre and post pandemic,
yep.
But I could see you hosting Jeopardy, or actually you would have been great on one of those goofy games like the Newlywed Game.
Yes, I would.
Or Survey Surge, you know, right. Steve Harvey does.
Steve Harvey has been a genius at harvesting what is fairly good talent, but the way he presents himself, whether it's on his radio show. Whether he has good people around him, so he does the stuff that is inspired by things like WKRP. He does his Thanksgiving turkey drop thing every year on the radio, and it's cool. But he's able to apply himself. And here's the story, one of the most amazing things that, if you don't know, Steve Harvey lived in his car before he became successful. He went and did the rounds in Los Angeles at the stand-up joints, and finally it hit. Whoever saw him first, but for almost a year, I think, he lived in his car. So, let that be a lesson to you about success.
Yeah.
Under circumstances. Okay, let's get to our story list.
We have a chart list here to do.
Yes, we do.
And these are the stories, the big stories of what has been, research-wise, kind of a truncated week. It's heavily weighed toward Monday through Wednesday. And one of the things I noticed as I look back at this week is more so than ever before, this was like a week off. It was like Christmas week. It was even though a lot of people had a
Gonzo. Right.
There was a definite unplugging of the focus.
Yeah.
You picked up on that as well?
I did.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. Because those of us who are in business, when we're trying to do business with people and they're not there, it becomes annoying. People use any excuse and it's becoming old hat and it's becoming annoying. Well, it's the holiday time. So what? The world has to shut down for a month and a half?
I get the feeling it's going to be this way all the way through to New Year. That even though Thanksgiving is now behind us, that there's going to be just a... But number 10 is Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Yeah.
Black Friday during a period of inflation is an interesting concept.
Right.
And number 9, space exploration, and that's tied with the Artemis moon mission.
Yay. Go America.
Yeah, right. Let's beat the Soviets.
Yeah.
And
the Chinese.
Right, the Soviets. It sounds funny when you hear the Soviet Union.
Soviets.
Put up Sputnik. At number 8, we have a bunch of health things. We have this thing called RSV. We have the flu, and we have COVID.
Are you familiar with the term RSV before? It seems to have just popped into the general vernacular in the last few months. Have you?
I thought it was sort of like something you drove around in when you couldn't find a hotel room. You know.
Well, let's take the RV.
Uh-huh. No, I've never heard the term RSV before.
Mm-hmm.
Until this.
Of course, they're affecting children, it seems. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's look, we're not out of the pandemic yet. We're just in a different.
Well, it's not a pandemic any longer. It's just a fact of life. It is in our lives. It will be in our lives, affecting our lives going forward. That's it. So, like the flu is, like colds are, it's there.
Well,
like it or not.
Yeah. At number seven, we have crime, race relations, and LGBTQ rights. A lot of bad stuff happened.
Shooting up this week.
Number six, Virginia Walmart and Club Q shootings. There always seems to be one of those at least every month.
Yeah.
At number five, we have the Russia-Ukraine war, foreign affairs. And what's with the World Cup? When did America suddenly become such a big soccer place? When did this happen? What happened?
The argument
is
about
my imagination?
I have, you know, my friend Uri Geller, who's the mentalist that lives in Iraq. He had a football club. Actually, he still owns a football club. Well, he calls it a football club. It's a soccer club. So when I talk to him about football and soccer, he's all excited about the World Cup and football. He keeps calling it football. I keep saying to him, it's not football. And he says, yes, it is. You Americans don't know what real football is.
Right.
How do you argue with that?
Well, if you're looking at it objectively, you know, based upon the terminology, soccer is far more football than football.
Yeah, football. With your feet.
They don't do that much kicking in football.
Yeah, you're right.
Whereas soccer is all kicking, either the foot or the body or the head. But I'm not going to say anything bad about soccer because I don't need to. I don't want to be disparaging about something or
well, let's say something bad about football. Maybe this is a good way to get rid of football. I'm for getting rid of American football. It should be banned because it's so dangerous. And let's bring in soccer. How about that? Let's make that the national.
Let's make that a national movement. Why don't you and I devote ourselves our lives
killing football
to getting rid of football,
American football,
especially now that the Patriots aren't good anymore. Who needs it?
Yeah, right. Exactly. And Tom Brady has gotten himself involved in that Bitcoin controversy, and so it's over. For those of you who you're just lost, you're living in the dark ages. If you still like football, you might as well, you know, you're just in the wrong league, literally and figuratively. It's gone.
Right. There football and Bitcoin, great. Son, this is the future. Football and Bitcoin.
There you go.
All right, number four, Musk and Twitter, Iger and Disney. At number three, we have the economy and a threatened rail strike.
You know, can I stop there for just a second with you? We can come back to it if you want.
Why not?
I think...
I've got no place to go.
you've got another 45 minutes.
It makes it easier for me. When you stop and talk, it makes it easier for me.
I just think that this whole business of all the unions, somehow or other, there are a dozen unions that are inveigled into the rail industry in our country. Who was it? Who is the genius that decided or acquiesced to having all of the railroad unions have a contract? They all have different contracts, but they all expire on the same day. Who was dumb enough to put that into play or smart enough in terms of the unions so that if any one of them has a problem, they all have a problem and everybody goes on strike and the country comes to a screeching halt and these guys have us by the short hairs? Where's leadership?
Maybe we should devote our lives to straightening that out instead of football.
Maybe we could do both.
Wow, that would certainly give meaning to programs such as this.
Right, thank you.
Actually, in all seriousness, you make a good point.
Yeah.
And I assume that your sensitivity and knowledge of the importance of the railroads is tied into your abundant knowledge about agriculture, food, farming,
transportation. Yeah, I've always been very interested in transportation
stuff. It ties together.
Yeah.
At number two, we have Trump legal issues and Trump presidential ambitions. So he's a topic. Now he's a topic and a tied topic. He's a tie between two topics at number two.
He's amazing.
And, I mean, I don't know what this country's going to do when he finally fades from the scene. What are we going to do? Who are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
And,
he's going sooner. My prediction is he's going sooner than later. That doesn't fall. That when you hear when the Trumpsters like when they hear that they go bananas. But I think
maybe
the,
he can get that talk that game show host job there.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, he was good on The Apprentice. Yep, he's got those. He's going to have a lot of MAGAGA hats left over. You've seen those, right? The new MAGA hats are now MAGAGA hats.
No, I haven't seen that.
Make America Great and Glorious Again, MAGAGA.
Oh. I like that. That sounds good.
That's interesting.
Hey, that's a cool logo. I'm going to vote for Trump.
Right.
All right. And number one, politics and the midterms aftermath.
The deals that are being made. So Kevin McCarthy, can he and Pelosi are number six on the people list. Maybe I should have you go there. I just find that he's such a weakling that he's got to make deals with even some of the younger, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene said, do you want my vote? Then you got to do this. Or you got to do that. So there's all kinds of. Yeah. He doesn't have the strength. You know, you hand it to Pelosi. She had a hammer, a lock on whatever. However, she got pictures of these guys with the chickens, maybe. I don't know how she did it, but there was never a question about her being the leader of the Democrats in the House. But Kevin McCarthy's having a hard time clawing his way to the top.
Well, and the Republicans are going to have problems with their House majority. It's a very thin one. And if you recall, when they had everything going for them when Trump first was elected, they couldn't make much of it. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to run a political party, even when you have the advantage these days, because the parties are fractured. Yeah. So. Let's look at the people. You want to do that, or do we have to take a break?
No, we'll pause for a moment, and then we'll get to the people. If I hadn't been so distracted by all the things you were saying, we probably would have gotten through this. But
oh, boy, now what are we going to do?
We're going to hold on for a second, because, yes, the people list is up and coming. And I want to get a little focus on Alex Jones as well. We haven't talked about him for a few weeks, but apparently he's showing up in a couple of news filters. So that's all up and coming here. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 18 past the hour.
The Loomis Della Company partners with Santa and the Scout Elves in offering one-of-a-kind joyful family moments at Christmas time, from the elf on the shelf to elf pets and elf mates. These family traditions are simple and timeless and have been creating lasting memories for families all over the world. From books to Claus Couture elf clothing to special Insta-moment pop-up elf scenes and family games, we celebrate merry moments with you and your loved ones to create memories that will last a lifetime. And everyone has an elf on the shelf story, like this elf on the shelf family tradition.
What I really like about the elf on the shelf tradition is how it gets my kids focused on family connections and kindness. It's such a sweet and affirming book, but it also helps me get them in bed on time as well.
Celebrate merry moments with the Loomis Della Company this season. Visit elfontheshelf.com for games, elf ideas, crafts, and more. That's elfontheshelf.com. The Loomis Della Company is home to the best-selling holiday tradition, the Elf on the Shelf. And this holiday season, Santa knows that Magifreeze clothing gives Scout Elves all-day standing power to create elf scenes that rise above the rest. Brand new this year is the Rainbow Snow Pixie Magifreeze with magical standing power. Just for Scout Elves who love flights of fancy, especially when they're glittery and filled with rainbows. Visit elfontheshelf.com for games, elf ideas, crafts, and more.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. That me too.
For the latest holiday tech gifts at great prices, Staples has you covered.
I need unbeatable prices on tech for everyone on my nice list.
Staples has you covered with the hottest tech gifts at Black Friday prices. Right now, the new Apple AirPods Pro 2nd generation is just $199 with the Staples Connect app. Plus, save up to $330 off HP, Lenovo, and Asus laptops. The latest tech gifts are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offers end 11/26. Limit one on AirPods. AirPods sale price $229 without app offer. In-store only.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. So this holiday season, we're giving you 40% off any new system, because feeling secure in your home is a gift that everyone deserves. Named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, Simply Safe protects your whole home with advanced technology, powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save 40% today. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, continuing the last weekend of November, these are the charts and discussions of things going on News Talk Radio for the week of November the 21st to the 25th. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. You get these every week. They're published at talkers.com, and we post them on gooddayshow.com as well. The conversation sort of stopped. We had not gotten to the people list because Michael has been interrupting me so much it's hard for us to get through these lists, but I'm going to be quiet for a minute and let you finish.
Okay, I'm going to go through these and I won't comment on them.
Okay, maybe I will though. Can I?
Number 10, we have Sam Bankman Fried, although he's fried.
He is fried.
Sam Bankman Fried's fried.
He's fried.
There, we commented already, so we've just broken our promise.
Number nine,
we have the dynamic duo of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping.
Right. There's a real revolt. You know, there's a real revolt. There's not many, for whatever the reason. Oh, my God. The people are really upset because now China's reaping the rewards of what they started with COVID and the shutdown. You know, not only did 4 million plus people die in China, that's just a drop in the bucket in their population, but they're now closing things up again because of the new brand of COVID. And so people look at the economy in China, and they're looking at what's going on, and they're sick of this guy. He's a causer of the president. He's not the president. He's the chairman of the Communist Party. And so good riddance to him if they get rid of him. I think there's a lot of unrest.
Oh, you think Xi is in trouble?
I think he's slipping on a banana peel.
Oh. Interesting. All right.
How about that?
Watch that carefully. At number eight, I said we have Musk and Iger. Okay, at number seven, we have Mitch McConnell and Rick Scott. At number six, we have Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy. Lauren Boebert is at five.
Why?
She's been talked about because of some kind of a recount of some sort.
I know, it's an election irregularity.
And also the other one is not on the chart, but she should be. Is this Carrie Lake? She's also a recount person.
They're both election deniers, I believe.
They are election deniers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock are the current stars of the Super Bowl.
Of recounts.
Yeah, that's actually, they're going to have an election in a couple of days.
That's right. I think it's next weekend, as a matter of fact.
And that'll have a major implication on the balance of power in the Senate. So it's a national, it's sort of a national vote. Ron DeSantis is at 3, Donald Trump is at 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1, and barely over Trump. Trump, in some cases, could be number 1. I mean, it's very hard.
Yeah, well, but in talking about all of this stuff, you know, the election, I scoff at the election deniers, but in fact, there is a point here, Michael, that in some way we have to reckon with the mess that is our election system. Nothing is perfect. But when you look at the irregularities caused by people using the mail to send in their ballot, what nonsense is that? And then people go to vote on Tuesday. Why can't we do Saturday and Sunday? Why do we have to have the focus on early voting? I can't tell you how many people listen to my program in Pennsylvania who were annoyed because they voted before the only debate that the two had, and after they saw Fetterman, they wanted to change their vote, but they couldn't.
Well, you can take that argument to its furthest logical extension and say after the guy was in office, they wish they could turn their vote around.
So all I'm
saying is that there's a big difference between... let's talk about this on the other side. It's
why don't we do that? How about, what a great idea. 28 after on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk on Thursday made a strong appeal to Iranian authorities to stop their unnecessary and disproportionate use of force against protesters in Iran.
Persistent impunity for human rights violations remains one of the major challenges in Iran, further fueling discontent and distrust.
The Iranian ambassador responds
that the Human Rights Council is abused once again by some arrogant states.
A storm tracking through the southern United States will pack heavy rain that will make post-Thanksgiving travel difficult and could trigger urban flooding in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans. The same storm will also deliver many months' worth of snow to parts of New Mexico and western Texas into the Thanksgiving weekend. Tesla is recalling about 80,000 cars in China because of software and seatbelt issues. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Inspiration is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going back to a discussion of the elections, how the election, the actual work is done, the actual process of getting elected. Let's separate the people who are running and how they try to get elected with the process of, you know, city clerks and town clerks and people who run these election things and what we ought to be doing as a focus going forward to make the elections legit. Lots of people, most people, in fact, that I talk to, whether it's on the air or off the air about this, think that there is a real concern, and there is, I think, legitimate concern about the way elections are conducted. And then you go from there into, okay, what do we do to fix it? And then there's not much agreement, right?
I guess so. Yes, we agree there's not much agreement. But this whole issue of there's a huge gap between thinking that the election system in a complicated country such as the United States of America, where local sovereignty and states' rights are as important, if not more, than federal central government. Obviously, democracy and elections are going to be messy, and that you've got to constantly be vigilant, keep your eye on it, and make sure that it's both up to date in terms of its technological potential and up to date in terms of not allowing corruption, which runs deep in the human condition. That being said, it doesn't necessarily mean that the elections are not legit, that the people that are complaining about these election deniers, because they tend to only complain about elections that they lose. They don't complain about elections they win. And there's,
of course,
there's a hypocrisy attached to it. So, look, many, many lies that politicians and countries' leaders, state leaders, governors, many of the lies that people have told in public policy are based on a grain of truth. But they're still lies. And that's the way I see the election denier thing. It's basically a lie. Take this woman in Arizona. She said that if she loses, it's going to be because it was rigged.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, but so
who believes that? Who in their right mind believes at the beginning? It's just so usury, if you will, for somebody like that. Mm-hmm. Who is just about splash and self. That's, you know, she's a self-aggrandizer.
Right. And I remember when Donald Trump lost in the 2015-2016 primaries to Ted Cruz in the Iowa caucus, he lost that one. Mm-hmm. He claimed that it was rigged.
Right, yeah.
That's the default. It's rigged. Do you remember when you were a kid, there were certain kids you couldn't play games with because they were sore losers? And
right.
They always tried to change the current phrases. They move the goalposts.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They change the rules to suit their situation.
To suit themselves.
You ever play Scrabble with a cheater? You know?
Well, this is the way it works in countries that are not democracies. You think the Ayatollah puts up with if things don't go his way? He just changes things. You think in China, the people, the people running the government, they don't like what happens, they just change it. In Russia,
well, unfortunately, when people don't trust each other enough, where mm-hmm. every election now is considered fraudulent, it's because we don't trust the workers, we don't trust the vote counters. When people don't trust each other, then the only answer to this problem is a authoritarian single party system. The lack of trust is what creates a police state. When people no longer trust each other, they turn to the government to make sure that the other bad guys out there don't get a leg up and we lose our freedom. With freedom, you have to trust your fellow citizen. The more that citizens trust each other, the more freedom we have. When we don't trust each other, and sometimes for good reason, sometimes
right.
we're just not trustworthy,
yep.
the answer is the opposite of democracy. The answer is the opposite of freedom.
It really is an amazing reality. It really is.
Yeah.
All right.
Why are the Russians so happy with a strongman government that they even went back toward it after they had it? They don't trust each other, the Russians.
Mm-mm. No. No, they don't. Yeah. That is for sure. Okay. So, speaking of not trusting, this fellow Sam Bankman-Fried, or Fried, I think we referred to him earlier as
Fried.
He's Fried. So, the whole thing about Bitcoin, honestly, I say this with all openness, I do not understand any of this.
Good, you're an honest man.
I don't.
I understand that it's not understandable on purpose. I understand that it's shady. And when I say shady, I don't necessarily mean dishonest. I mean it's murky. It's not.
Yeah, it's murky.
Transparent.
Yeah.
Once again, it's not regulated. You got to trust each other. I never bought into it. I've always been a critic of cryptocurrency, and maybe the technology someday will be how we do things. We're not ready for it. And people rushed it. Yeah, I'm not ready for it.
Yeah.
I can't see a thing being both a commodity and a currency. Cryptocurrency, this is the way now we are going to be buying and selling things with this cryptocurrency. Well, if it's cryptocurrency and it's replacing the dollar and fiat money, which is government-printed money, mm-hmm. based upon a trust in the government, well, then how is it both a currency and a commodity? How do you invest in a What do you buy? What do you buy it with? Dollars?
Yeah, you buy it with dollars.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And think about all of these things that are the next big hedge against the dollar, against money.
Mm-hmm.
How come the people that are selling the gold that's going to keep you okay, and the crypto that's going to keep you okay, and the all of the different instruments that are out there, how come the people that are selling these to you based upon the fact that the economy is going down and the dollar is going to be worthless, why do they charge dollars for these things?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty obvious what's going on here. So anyway, while we're in the economy slot here at number three, I thought it was pretty interesting this week, all the conversation that has been started, I thought it was long overdue, about people getting gouged by car dealerships, or when you're trying to find a new car and you can't, you buy a used car and the prices are so high, and now people are realizing that they won't hold their value. There are new cars being produced, but once again, the Chinese are being blamed because of the chip shortage. There are all kinds of blames, and whether or not some people have floated the idea that it was a conspiracy just to get people to pay more money so the car makers could make 30% more profit this year like the oil companies did. What do you think of that for a conspiracy?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've never understood how the automobile industry works. It's just like I don't understand how crypto works. I don't understand. You know.
But you do understand how the world of News Talk Radio works. So let's go to Alex Jones, who once again this past week was in the headlines because of more charges, but now the focus is on where his assets are, and the news media people who don't like him to begin with, the liberals in the news media don't like him. I'm not saying everybody who's in the news media is liberal, but you know, you get the New York Times on, your butt, and they're going to keep digging. So apparently Alex has been maneuvering around some of his assets so he doesn't have to pay these people off. I'm not surprised because I think that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a shock.
Yeah.
such a nice, quiet boy.
Yeah, right. What has he done, if anything, really, do you think, to our business? Do people understand that he is who he is and isolate him? I mean, people used to say Rush Limbaugh was the business.
Rush Limbaugh wasn't the business. Rush Limbaugh was a major part of the business, because if Rush Limbaugh were the business, then what are you, chop liver? I mean, the Beatles were rock and roll. Oh, what about the Beach Boys? What about,
right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. The Stones.
This whole thing about any one entity being the business. Mm-hmm. You can't compare Limbaugh to Alex Jones. Limbaugh was
foundation
upon which a whole new wave of industry, communications, and politics were sparked by him.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, when I was a supporter of Alex Jones, basically I was a supporter of this guy that was showing the industry how you can take talk radio and put it online.
Mm-hmm.
That he was a pioneer in the distribution of analog into digital media.
Yeah.
That was his contribution, and we're talking 20-some-odd years ago. He was an emerging figure, and he did it with what was called conspiracy theories, but back in those days, it was more investigative journalism. There's a very fine line between a conspiracy theory and investigative journalism, and he just went too far. One thing you said, people in the liberal media don't like him. I don't think people in any media like him. I think
no.
The conservatives dislike him as much because they see him as a blight on the conservative movement.
Yeah. He's a distraction. All right. I'm going to lead into a conversation about MyPillow by acknowledging that Elon Musk asked publicly this week what the story is with this guy, Mike Lindell, and are MyPillows really any good? And so in response to that, Lindell was smart. He loaded a truck up with all kinds of MyPillow products and sent it to Elon Musk. So,
wow.
There you go.
Who then proceeded to launch them all into space.
Space, right. So we'll have MyPillows forever.
Right, floating around with his car.
Well, you know, I've gotten people accuse me, or not accuse me, but they don't like it because I went back to selling the sheets and the pillows and stuff from MyPillow.com. And you know what? I tell them to go take a hike. This guy may be a controversial character. He may not be your best friend. He may not be my best friend. But there are people who want to buy this stuff, and there are people working in that plant. These are all made in America. So I take every opportunity to send people to MyPillow.com, buy the sheets or whatever, use the promo code DS, and you get a great buy. How's that for sticking in your ear?
I think you've explained yourself perfectly well, and we will forgive you.
Thank you. That's nice to know. All right, coming up, what's going on in the helms spot of Michael Harrison's interview? That's coming up after this.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, what's the scoop with the Michael Harrison interview this week, Michael?
We got a guy named Michael Ostrowski, not a superstar, not famous to the listeners, kind of a behind-the-scenes guy, a marketing pioneer, a digital marketer. And basically, when Bob Iger was brought back to Disney, I was inspired to say, you know, even Disney can't figure out a way to make money on the Internet.
Everybody, wow, you know, that's true, yeah.
And if Disney has to bring back Bob Iger to make Disney Plus pay when they've got this thing, what about the average guy that owns a radio station, owns a newspaper, a person out there trying to, you know, put a podcast out there? How tough is it? So I talked to an expert on digital marketing, and it's very interesting. It's a bit in the weeds, you know. It's behind the scenes.
But those are good sometimes to have that, because we need a focus that sort of is the story behind the story. So check it out. The Michael Harrison interview, mhinterview.com. It's also at talkers.com. Michael and Doug here at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It makes me sit up straight, gives me goosebumps, and I look forward with great anticipation to another one of the movies in these series. I watched, there was always an Indiana Jones movie on someplace, kind of like Star Wars or Star Trek. There are always some. And so,
Temple was on the other night. I was seeing
Yeah, I watched it for a while. It gets to the point where you've seen some of these things so many times, but yet there's still something fun about watching it for a while. And looking at him as young as he was,
but here's
it kind
the thing,
of reminds
here's the thing. This is why we play his music. According to reports, which are accurate, Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones will be de-aged, making him look like he did in the first three films for the opening sequence, for the opening sequence in Indiana Jones 5, which comes out in theaters this summer. Now, they de-aged, give you an example, like Michael Douglas, who was in the Ant-Man movies over at Marvel.
Right.
They
yeah.
de-aged him in a few scenes. And it's, you know, the technology is actually really good, and they say it's never been better, and it looks amazing. You have thoughts on that?
Well, I think that's something that you can only really appreciate if you go to a big screen. If
yep,
you're
probably.
Watching this on a small screen, you don't get the same impact. You don't have the same feeling. It doesn't do what the big screen does for you unless you actually are embracing the big screen. That's what
okay,
I
now,
would say.
I don't want to be negative. I'm going to report the facts here.
Yeah.
This Thanksgiving projections box office off 10%. From last year and 50% post or pre-pandemic. Now listen to this, as I told you this off air, Steven Spielberg's The Favorites, which is a movie based on Spielberg's younger childhood, how he
right.
aspired to be a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
5-day opening, $3 million. That's bad, Doug. I mean, I hate
not
saying
good.
That, but this, it,
yeah.
it just, this week. Here's another thing. Disney's Strange World, which is a big animated movie, which cost a reported $180 million to produce, 23 million over 5 days. That's a projection. That's a big disappointment. Now, Wakanda Forever, Black Panther holding up very well. It's going to do like 65 million over 5 days. It's done over 300 million here domestically. There's some films that are hitting, and there's some films when they miss, though. When they miss, they like really... They really miss.
I want to see. Here's my list for this weekend. If I have time to go, the weather is not accommodating for me doing other things. She Said.
Okay.
I want to. That's the Weinstein movie. I want to see that. Fableman. After you just talked about it, I'd seen it the trailers before, and I thought, yeah, this is going to be good. And Devotion, which is a World War II movie that has a lot of airing time here. What do you hear about
that? That's projected to do about 10 million. They were hoping it would do 20 over 5 days.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a good story, but I have no interest in seeing. You know, we were talking about Indiana Jones. You see it on the big theater screen, and then when it's played on television, you are reminded of some of the things. I mean, I think that's the best comparison and contrast is when you have seen it originally on a big screen, and then you watch it again on a television screen. You know the story, so you're not looking for some of the things. Which now brings me around to thinking that if you never see it on the big screen, you're going to miss stuff when you watch it on the small screen. It doesn't have the impact.
Yeah,
so,
but here's the thing. Amazon announced it because they fund movies now also, have their own production company. They have released between 12 and 15 movies that will be released theatrically
year
going forward.
You spend $1 billion a year to make movies for theaters. That's good. That's a good sign. Yeah, it is. James Cameron says Leonardo DiCaprio almost lost the Titanic role during the auditions. He was 22. He wasn't sure of himself.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to do an audition. He said, hey, I don't have the role. And I guess Cameron said, hey, listen, we're spending more money than we've ever spent on a movie. This is a pet project of mine. I need to see if you have chemistry with Kate Winslet. And obviously he did. He killed the audition. And he was scared. And that's the movie that made him. I still think it's his best movie, but huge star.
He's only 41 now. He looks older than that.
DiCaprio's like I think he's 49, 50.
Oh, is he? I thought he was.
Yeah, no, he is
mid 40s. So the thing that's nice of DiCaprio and they're playing Jack Dawson and then Kate Winslet doing Rose, they became lifelong friends. Apparently they're very...
That's really good. I named my cat after Jack, by the way. Back
did
then.
You?
Yeah, I wanted you to know that.
Jack the cat.
That.
Thank you. All right, happy Thanksgiving, Chucker. Go to
Thank
the movies. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.